Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 41. In this episode, we're going to be talking about some of the high-level SaaS-based course platforms out there. We're going to be talking about ClickFunnels. We're going to be talking about Go High Level. We're going to be talking about System, and we're going to be talking in Kajabi. I'm sure Spencer will also be talking about his own offering. It's going to be a great show. I think you're going to learn a lot from it. Hopefully I will be able to keep on subject. So Spencer, no hot tub today. I think you've been dealing with kind of fuzzy thinking mechanics.
I was this close. I ran out of time on my schedule because we were joking around. I had a sudden call from the emergency room where my car has been worked on for 17 days that it's a boy. In any event,
Your beloved Mercedes has been
my classic 2005 Mercedes, which runs like a charm going on 210,000 miles. But you have to have a relationship with a very good mechanic, because Dr. YouTube apparently knew more than my mechanic after 17 days and me saying, or look at this video. It's kind of like with WordPress. It's like struggle for 17 days, or Dr. YouTube or Dr. Spence or something might help you out. Anyway, it's nice to see you for the first time.
In less than a week, it seems to just go in seconds.
Yes, it's a good day. It's a Friday. And this is Spence from WPLaunchify.com. And Spencer Foreman, leave off the E for savings on all social media.
Like I say, it should be a great discussion. Before we go into the meat and potato of this great show, I've got a couple of messages from our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out, and give Sensei a try today.
Hi there, folks. It's Jonathan Denwood here, and I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's Zolo.com. If you've got a WordPress website, a membership website, and you're looking to link it with a great financial management package, Zolo can provide this solution. So all your bookkeeping needs are done through Zolo. If you need new inbox email functionality and you don't want to pay the high charges that Google will charge you, Zolo offers a great email inbox platform. They've got over 50 apps and services that all integrate fantastic with WordPress at great value levels, and they almost always offer a fully functioning free product as well. So it's just amazing value. Also, if you're a WordPress developer or agency owner, Zolo are looking for great partnerships in the WordPress space. To get all this information, all you have to do, folks, is just go over to Zolo.com, and they have the products that you're looking for. Thank you so much, Zolo, for supporting WP Tonic and the Machine Membership Shows. It's much appreciated. We're coming back, folks. I just want to point out, got some great special offers from the sponsors. Plus, we got a curated list of the best WordPress membership plugins that help you build a great membership website on WordPress. Save you a load of time. There's all the products that we use at WP Tonic, including Spencer's great plugin as well. To get all these goodies, all you have to do is go over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/ deals and you find all the goodies there. What more could you ask for? Probably a lot more, but that's not bad, is it? So, Spencer, like I told you when we started this show, it was going to have emphasis on WordPress, but we were going to look at all the solutions out there, SaaS and everything. So I thought it was time to, we've discussed like Learnable, Teachable and some of the other, but these that we're going to be discussing today are more kind of quasi-professional tools, higher-end marketing platforms, but they...
what do you mean by that?
Well, yeah, I understand what I was struggling how to word it, but there seems to be a convergence where ClickFunnels is known for landing pages, but almost a large community of users do a lot of courses and use ClickFunnels for their courses as well. And
I must have missed the memo. Hold on. My understanding of what ClickFunnels is it has nothing to do with the actual deliverable. It has to do with only the marketing and the sales funnel, but not to do with the actual deliverable. Did they add suddenly courses into their offerings? Because
Yes.
All right. So, member areas and courses. Right. So let's just say that's true. Now, please, for my rude interruption, carry on with, I'm not sure I understand the distinction between professional versus non-professional.
Well, there is a lot of crossover, but it's more about the community types because there's all these different tribes, listeners and viewers. There's followings, there's influencers. There's a lot of YouTube influencers who are guide you or influence you how to set up a successful membership website and how to market it. And a lot of these influencers, they're in Kajabi, they're in ClickFunnels. Quite a few of these type of influencers, trainers on YouTube and on the web have moved away from ClickFunnels and they've gone to go high level and they've gone to a couple of other solutions as well. So, and if you look at ClickFunnels 2.0, they are definitely moving a bit away from their classic known solution around landing pages and encroaching into Kajabi territory, not only by what they're offering, but also the price structure, which is another reason why I think
raise the basic price. It's no longer 97 or 100. It's now 147 to start, 297 for most obvious people.
Yeah, but it's also that you can. It's only for one website.
Well, one website, 197, right? Three websites, 297.
Yes, it's still only three websites for 297. Where if you go with high level, they have actually got other pricing, but their public pricing is $97 for three websites and for $297 unlimited websites.
There's differences. We'll get into the nuances. Do you feel like it'd be useful for us to define a few terms? Because I feel like one of the problems in discussing this is that these are platforms, but they have features that, while similar in some cases, are built from various features that sort of need definition in order to make sense, because you could take out some of the features and you could get those independently. For example, sorry on me, because I just don't look at Russell Brunson's stuff every day. There's 57 platforms that I monitor. But I didn't realize ClickFunnels added, for example, this new pricing model and everything you pointed out, where they've got now CRM plus CMS plus, you know. So what it seems to me is that you've got the same kind of things that I address with the LaunchKit platform on WordPress. You've got things like, I want to do membership. I want to have a transactional engine. I need a list building tool. I need marketing automation. I need the capacity to do, I don't know if they do it, but events, live or otherwise. I need the ability to talk to people one-on-one with consulting. I need a page builder. You could go down these things. And what these are essentially saying is they want to be in a relationship with you for today onward. And what I know for Go High Level in particular is they do cater to agencies or intermediaries. So I have some very good clients who are WordPress clients that run WordPress businesses who still choose, although they're weaning off of it, something like the Go High Level agency commitment, which is $6,000 a year, use it or don't, in order to have their clients get onboarded through.
Yeah, but to be in fairness, because I use Go High Level for my other business and I love it. You know, if you compare it to Salesforce or I've just gone blank. What's the other one? The one that that amazes me. What
they have?
No. Oh, sugar. You know, the competitor to Salesforce that still charges.
HubSpot?
HubSpot. Compared to bloody HubSpot, which also a lot of agencies use, Go High Level is a bargain. You know, it depends on what you're comparing it to, really, doesn't it? But you are correct. So we've got a list. I've got a list up to about 10 key areas. And number one, what are the key differences? And I think Spencer's really pointed it out, is it's different kind of community emphasis, but there's a lot of overlap. As I think with Go High Level, they really built their platform on agencies, on marketers that are running digital agencies. But also a lot of that crowd were using ClickFunnels, where I think ClickFunnels Russell, it was on landing pages, but it was always creators or marketers trying to market digital products.
I mean,
there's a lot of overlap. What would you agree?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a distinction without a difference. So all roads lead to the same destination, yeah. Right? These are tools that are used for sure for marketing. Sales funnels, landing pages, acquiring customers, driving them towards some kind of a transactional engine. The additional features like being able to run courses and doing the other automations and the other kind of fancy WYSIWYG tools are just different shiny balls to attract somebody, because now we've achieved I'm getting very scientific today. We've achieved stasis, which is to say there's like almost with iPhone and Android versus the old days of millions of different phones. We've achieved a stasis of what features are necessary on a platform for creators. If you're a creator, you need to have these things in order to produce something that solves pain for somebody, sell it, market it, track their journey, and carry on subscriptions. And these features, I want to say, come from different angles. So Go High Level, in my understanding, started out as essentially an alternative CRM, but it was really, really, really influenced, of course, not so much by Salesforce, but by Infusionsoft and HubSpot, because it was really primarily for marketers. ClickFunnels was Russell Brunson starting with what I would say came from lead pages, Clay Collins, Russell was around forever. And remember in the old days, there used to be I forget the name of the other one, but things where you could build like just landing pages and just test them back before it was so easy to do otherwise.
Yeah.
So they all end up now in the same spot, which is you have a basket of features, but the main difference that people need to be aware of when we discuss these SaaS ones is what relationship are you getting yourself into? Because that is the end of the day. You are locking your... This is important.
Everybody, pay attention.
It's one thing if you're doing your sales pages. It's one thing if you're doing like one time, do whatever. It's another thing when you build your lists and your automation and your customers and your transactions. When you start to put that concrete in the ground of one of these platforms, you are not going to get out of there in any way, shape, or form without a dramatic
Well, there's going to be a fair bit of pain involved.
So it's going to be painful beyond anything you've ever imagined because revenue locked into a platform and then putting your customers on there is what I'm holding this big torch up about. It's like, why would anybody with an alternative do it?
Well, as you talk about pain, I had to have two wisdom teeth removed on Tuesday. So
that's very difficult. But it's nice thing is they give you a... My son had four out and I had four out. But I'm saying they put you out for it. So
no, I chose not to. They just gave me a local in.
Oh, my God. Did you have it done or you're going to have it done?
No, it was done, yeah.
Oh, well, sorry about that. That sounds
So we've discussed price and ClickFunnel 2.0. We are talking about ClickFunnel 2.0. They have substantially increased their prices with... In my opinion, not really fundamentally increasing the value proposition dramatically. Now, with Go High Level, like I say, it starts for $90.97 for free websites and $2.97. Now, we are going to be discussing this when we're going through the other key points to make a comparison. Is one of the problems with Go High Level is it. When you go to their website, when you log into their interface, the power's there, but it feels like a bit of software that was done about 5 years ago, in my opinion. Now, let's talk about number three, the funnel builder. Now, with the upgrade with ClickFunnels 2.0, they've gone to a Canvas scenario. And they've done a really nice job. As Spencer is very experienced with all these type of products, it's a canvas. So you get a diagram and on the canvas, you can build out your automations. The actual funnel builder, the landing page, the actual editor is pretty good in ClickFunnel. And they've got a very extensive library, I think between 200 and 250 landing pages. The problem has been buggy. And this bugginess, which you have just touched on, you're kind of putting
It's not just the bugginess, it's the locking yourself into their system because you're building your clients and your money and your revenue and your subscriptions.
Yeah.
And
stuff. But it's been buggy and performance in the back end. There's been a lot of complaints.
Talking about ClickFunnels?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, the actual funnel builder in Go High Level, it's okay. It does the job. I don't think it's as slick as... ClickFunnels, but it does the job, and I'm sure they're going to try and improve it. Now, number four, website landing page, website. That's something that ClickFunnel 2.0 has added. That's been part of Go High Level for a while, and also they integrate with WordPress to a certain degree. What can I say? What do you think about... I think you're best to keep your website under WordPress. And yeah, I think it's finding the right balance if you're going to utilize one of these systems. I think you're going to say because of what you're producing is that you shouldn't touch these with a barge pole, really. That's what you're finding.
No, what I'm saying is we have to go back to square one, right? Every one of these shows, when we have these discussions about, we are now in a world of plenty, which is, by the way, amazing. Because I remember, you know, like here's the computer I was using back in the early days of the internet, holding a pad of paper and a pen for those of you on radio. Rebroadcast audio. That there are two columns. Things you rent or lease the space from in perpetuity, which are pure SaaS products. And then Own and Control, which are things built with WordPress, because WordPress is really almost exclusively and singularly the only thing I can think of in that regard, where with a few exceptions like your gateway, your SMTP, your domain name services, except for those couple little things, you are essentially 100% able to own and control, package up and leave anytime, anywhere you want to go. Now, if you choose the convenience of the tricycle or the allure of the seductive promise of the SaaS, you are locking yourself into a gilded cage. You say, I'm going to be very happily living inside of whatever these people do to me for the rest of my business's life. Whereas with WordPress, like a tricycle, you may have to decide to go with a two-wheeler with training wheels and fall down a lot, or maybe you have help with something like the LaunchKit platform, but you will never be locked out of your own business. You will never have the inability to grow or scale, and you can continue to use services from anybody, including, like, you know, your company provides service providers. So that's the choice that I can't emphasize enough. We live in a world where WordPress has the ability to own it, control it, be better, and at a lesser cost. I say why in an audience that mostly...
I think the problem...
Why are people even thinking about it?
Yeah, but I think one of the problems, Spencer, is with your own product and what we offer at WP Tonic, we're trying to deal with some of the hurdles. But I think the other thing, I think the good thing with Gutenberg, even though it's been very painful in some ways, is that the page builder, the landing page builder, using Cadence WP, it's a much better experience than a lot of people, even about a year ago.
Let's pause on that point, because let's talk about your comments fairly a moment ago about ClickFunnels 2.0 or this or that, whatever, right? Here's the thing. In WordPress, whether it's my being the, you know, evil genius back in the laboratory curating solutions into the platform, or it's somebody independently saying, you know what, Spence, you got me 95% of the way there, and I'm going to go to Jonathan or someone else to do more custom. That is the point. The point is you have a choice to fix the problems once and for all, tweak them for yourself. And even if Gutenberg or full site editing, all these little liabilities may be laying around like, you know, nails in the road. Those things exist on platforms, but the difference is you can't do a damn thing about it. If ClickFunnels 2.0 is really bad in the sales funnel builder, you're stuck. Now, what happens if you get 80% of the way to your awesome business forever? You put thousands of customers in there. They've got their subscriptions locked up and you hit a wall. It's like on the LaunchKit platform, you can just go, fine, you know, Spence, he can either fix it or get new stuff in, or if not, I'll just do it myself with somebody's help. With ClickFunnels, good luck calling up Russell and having him code in your solution that morning. You see, that's the difference. And then we talk about things we'll get to today, the cost of ownership, because I 100% want to remind everybody that go high level in ClickFunnels, everybody has a scaling issue. Notice those numbers. They say how many websites, how many visitors, how many clicks, how many this, how many that, the other. That's how they make their money. Well, guess what? That number does not exist in the LaunchKit solution. It doesn't exist in WordPress because you are the owner of the software and the hosting is a incrementally less expensive thing. Yeah. It doesn't cost you more to have 1 million users than it does to have one user.
Right. So to move on, like I say, I think when it comes to the funnel builder, I think ClickFunnels definitely a much better interface, more modern. It's just the bugginess that you've got to be concerned yourself. When it comes to the website, I think Go High Level, they've got more experience, but I think the interface of the actual website builder and ClickFunnels is quite good. I found it a bit clunky. It's got a more modern interface, but they've definitely got problems with flow. There's too many clicks in ClickFunnels 2.0 you've got to go through to get somewhere. And there were definitely performance problems when I was trying it out.
They have some pharmaceuticals for that.
Yes, they got, yeah. We've got some people joining us.
We have some good comments today. So just relevant, this is a good one just to say, like Bill Drill in LMS. By the way, that was my middle name when I was born, is Spencer Bill Drill in LMS Foreman. I haven't met anybody else with that name. I'm having a hard time convincing and persuading people to go for WordPress rather than going for a SaaS platform. Exactly. You know why? Which is why the LaunchKit platform exists. Is because
every time you're going to mention this in this show,
I have purchased 200 mentions per show. 200. I've used only about seven of them.
Tone it down a little bit.
If I may, excuse me, as my mom would say, excuse me. She points the finger. Excuse me. She does.
Don't point your finger at me, Mike.
The problem with WordPress, two problems. People hold their hands over their head like this. I'm doing the, I got a headache. Number one, shiny ball syndrome. Number two, Frankenstein monster. Because Mr. Mullenweg and company have done a poor job of marketing WordPress as a service. People who have experienced WordPress, especially as of late, where the do as I say, not as I do, spam up your wazoo, you know, Windows 95 experiences happening from Jetpack and WooCommerce. They get frustrated because it just doesn't work as it's supposed to out of the box. And the second is because they put in these random bits and bobs from the collection of 60,000 options and break the hell out of it. So what my solution involves is if you had a SaaS version of WordPress that was curated like the ClickFunnels and all these other ones, but was built on WordPress, you can sidetrack the entire conversation and give your client only what they care about, which was like immediate satisfaction. Yeah. And that is the end.
So I need to get on with this list because so we can finish the first half of this show. So let's get moving quick. So when it comes to the email campaign builder, my comments around the funnel builder and the web page, when it comes to UX design, you're going to be happier with ClickFunnels, but the power and this is going to be a consistent comment as I quickly go through this list, is that ClickFunnels 2.0 is buggy and it's been buggy for an extensive period of time and people have just had enough of it and that's why they're jumping ship. And like what Spencer said, if you've got hundreds and hundreds of clients and that, jumping ship, when you're on a platform like this, is going to be bloody painful. Now, on to number six, course and membership. When it comes, this is something which ClickFunnels put in to compete with Kajabi. I hate Kajabi's page builder. And when it comes to the actual checkout, you can't, it's been pathetic for years and they won't do anything about it. But the membership builder in ClickFunnels 2.0 is a dog's breath. I mean, it's painful.
Text machine here. I don't have it plugged in. I have it ready to go, but I don't have the sound I need. When Jonathan says one of his...
It's a dog's breath. It really is.
Shag the donkey.
It really is rough, folks. I played around with it, and I'm used to these. I'm not the quickest. I'm not the sharpest tool, but I'm not the bluntest. And my God, it was painful. Being the kind of money and resources, you know, old Brenton, he's just counting his money most days. He's always bragging how much he's making. I think... Older Branson. He's always it really is a dog breath. Now when it goes to high level, it's a lot more simple, but the problem consistently with go high level is the interface. It does the job. It's not the prettiest interface in the back end or when the customer sees it. And
these conversations like make me feel we need to focus on less of the interface. I think we really would not. Let me just cut the brass tacks. None of these are selling interfaces as far as like a comparable. They're selling what they can do as an output. And I think that's worthwhile. These are like machine shop tools versus things you put in your living room to show with your...
I think I would disagree with you because it's one of the main reasons why a lot of people are jumping ship with ClickFunnels. And yeah, you get all the training and you get the books and you get a good salesman. But if you look at the search volume and the comments...
But that's UX, not UI. So let me distinguish what I mean. Yeah. So UX... user experience.
Yeah.
In my world is user triple X versus UI, which is user interface. And it sounds to me you're talking about user interface, which is fairly an aesthetic that makes somebody feel good about it. But as good as it looks and as clean as it looks, if it doesn't do stuff.
Yeah, it's like it looks really great. But when you start digging in and trying to use the interface.
You can't get anything done, but it looks great.
It's been my consistent criticism of Gutenberg, and they've cleaned it up. But when you dig in and start using it, if you're not utilizing a framework like Cadence or a couple of the others, I just think Gutenberg's unusable. But that's my I think it's a dog's breath again. But it isn't if you're using Cadence.
Hold on. I don't think that's not right. So the problem is not Gutenberg. The Gutenberg has crossed the Rubicon.
The Rubicon.
It is there. The problem is, and we just had this with version 6.3, and I am like the kid with the Emperor's New Clothes story, okay? Is that the kids in WordPress don't seem to care that the world existed for 18 years before this BS with the full site editor and full site editing themes. And so what's happened is we finally arrived at like Happy Island with Gutenberg in the replacement of the classic editor and patterns. And these guys want to gut out everything and they assume that everything starts with full site editing themes and blah, 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 blah. And they start ripping the guts out of all the classic legacy. And that's where I have to put my foot down and start calling names. Because things like 6.3 just put in this new method that replaces the name blocks with patterns and synced patterns, blah, blah. But they forgot, because nobody has been around long enough, they forgot to put a link in the main dashboard that says go to your pattern library. And they forgot to add like being able to export more than one of those at a time. And I'm like, come on, people.
Hold on,
one last point. Yeah. But that goes to my point. When you go to Kajabi, the late, great Andy Jenkins, who was my mentor for how to be a marketer, he was younger than me, but like really knew what he was doing, the San Diego Mafia. Phil Falsami's a partner, still runs the joint. He was the best at this. And I like to think of Steve Jobs' character. But if you look at any of these, ClickFunnels, Russell Brunson and so forth, they all have somebody at the top, Clate Mask or you know whomever, even Mark Benioff. They have somebody top down that is in charge of setting the stage, saying, I am the evil genius of this platform, and this is what we're going to get, and my team is going to follow me to give you what you need. And we don't have that in WordPress. So I'm saying in this secondary dimension of what would the world of WordPress be like with Spencer in charge, WordPress as a service, I'm getting rid of all the stuff that Matt Mullenweg et al. Won't do or are fighting with trying to sell you up the wazoo their stuff. And I'm saying, this is how WordPress could be. We're here. Let's stop getting distracted by all the shiny balls. And that's the point. The other platforms work or don't work, add features or don't add features, like ClickFunnels 2.0, because they actually interact with the real end users. We are missing that from automatic. Nobody who's an automatician who's making these code is dealing with the marketing level, because you can see it in the products. And I talk to the people every day.
I agree with you there. So,
okay, so I'm not trying to make this a rant, but I'm saying that's what benefits when you choose a SaaS.
Let me just finish
the thought and I'll get out of here. If you do a SaaS, you said the user interface is important. It is, because somebody made a conscious choice that that's how it should be based upon interaction. And I'm saying we need that in WordPress as a service. That's what I've decided to make my mission here, is to say WordPress has the pieces, but it just has to be given in a way that makes sense. And that's the underlying benefit of choosing this or that or the other thing. And we just, it's unfortunate. WordPress has become a bit like a Home Depot, where the guy in the orange vest just keeps changing things around for no good reason.
I mean, somebody that says he thinks he's a WordPress villain. I don't know, but I would imagine there's much more. I'm seen as a WordPress villain, so we're in the same community.
This is Tylan. I hope he doesn't mind I'm outing him here, but like Tylan is a very smart guy who is a Go high level expert, but has realized the value of what we're talking about in WordPress, because he's experienced his customers being on Go High Level.
Yeah. So just to finish off before we go for our break, I think you're dealing when it comes to the actual canvas and the builder. You can see ClickFunnels have improved it, and building the automations, they've done a nice job there. There are some things missing around, like clicking. You want to automation when somebody clicks a link in your email you're sending out. It hasn't got it there, but it's in Go High Level. It's a very... It still needs a lot of work done to it. That was the impression I got. Now, where it goes to, you're getting a lot more power, but it's... and the other thing you get with Go High Level is you got text messaging, which you don't have with ClickFunnels, which also appeals to the type of people that get into the world of Go High Level. They want they're paid advertising marketers, the Facebook. It's got some third party integrations that I use with my other agency around Facebook marketing, which integrates with Go High Level in a very powerful way. So it's a more difficult but it also creators, because they got fed up with ClickFunnels and they got burnt with WordPress. They got into the world of Go High Level. So both platforms have got their strengths and their weaknesses. But the reality is a lot of people got fed up with ClickFunnels and 2.0 and have jumped ship and gone to Go High Level. And I think, I forgot his name, one of the highest affiliates for ClickFunnels 3 months ago dropped them and has gone to Go.
Maybe one of our listeners today knows, like Tylen or...
Yeah. But I think there's been quite a few of their biggest affiliate partners with ClickFunnels that have recently dumped them and have gone to High Level. Also, Go High Level offers some very attractive, with their white label product, these influencers can make some significant affiliate income from Go High Level. So that's one of the other reasons. But I think they just got frustrated. And I think you've dealt with, you know, this is the whole problem in getting sucked into the world of SaaS, isn't it? Because it seems a good idea and convenient, but it can really bite you on the backside, can't it, Spencer?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, Russell Brunson doesn't need to worry about his financial future, nor does ClickFunnels. And Kajabi seems to be doing pretty well. All these platforms do very well. I mean, even the CRMs. Clayton Mask at Infusionsoft famously had a lot of problems once he had to divest himself of the mess he made with the private equity. But as far as these other platforms, they're not, like, none of them are going out of business anytime soon. So the issue is less about, honestly, with ClickFunnels especially, it's less about the platform. ClickFunnels' whole shtick is the one funnel club, the two funnel club, the three funnel club, and more. That means how, you know, like you put a comma, not funnel, one comma, two comma. You made $1 million, you made $10 million. They attract people who see a marketer who has a product or service that's very attractive. Almost always it's high ticket. And they go, I want that gold thing, like a YouTube, you know, whatever. I want that $1 million. And so ClickFunnels appears to be somehow magically able to deliver that to them. The truth is obviously much harder because that's just the sales mechanism. It doesn't actually have anything to do with the product fit. But at the end of the day, those kinds of people are attracted to ClickFunnels more than, say, I would a Kajabi, and definitely more than a Go High Level. Like, Go High Level and Kajabi are more for people who are like, look, I've got courses, I've got customers, I've got things I want to sell. But they're not like wanting to be on stage with Tony Robbins and Russell Brunson holding up a plaque, you know, and they don't want to be one of those, you know, internet bros and broettes, women that like, look at me, I made $2 million selling my multi-level marketing thing. I don't mean to say it's a scam. It's just they talk about the money that's made instead of the platform. Whereas the Kajabi, the Go High Level, the CRMs, they talk more about the platform as a tool. And yeah, I mean, there's probably companies make $1 trillion a year using HubSpot, but they don't give out, you know, record albums for it at a conference.
I think that's a great way of putting it. I think you did well there. It's a culture.
Jonathan.
Yeah, thanks. We're going to go for our break, folks. We will be back in a few moments where we discuss some of the other options and Spencer can get worked up a bit more. That'd be great. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back. We've had a real discussion about ClickFunnels, Go High Level. Got a good crowd as well. Got some good comments. So I just want to point out, if you're looking to build your membership website on WordPress, why don't you look at WP Tonic as your hosting provider and much, much more. We've got a suite of plugins, fully licensed, plus we provide email functionality, assistance, and a white glove onboarding service as part of our hosting. It's at a totally different level to a lot of so-called specialized WordPress hosting. It's purposely designed to help you with your membership community website. If this sounds interesting, it should, please go over to WP Tonic, see what we've got to offer, and book a free consultation with me or my team. And we'd love you to become part of the family. So, what I found really interesting about this, Spence, so as I spent a few hours diving into all of this, is that you tend to get sucked into the world of WordPress and you get very critical because you think, what a flea market. I've got to be honest, the flea market is here. When you start looking at the SaaS platforms and these influencers and how they switch from one platform to the other, because there's over 12, 15. We're going to, in this second half of the show, Spencer, we're going to talk about a couple of other main things, competitors. But the world of SaaS is a total flea market as well. Would you agree with that?
You mean the number of platforms that are available?
Yeah.
I don't think it's oversaturated. I think it's actually reflective of a demand level and fulfilling the demand. A lot of times you get remember these things called NFTs and cryptocurrencies. Like you get a rush of people interested in something and they race in to look for solutions, and that creates a market demand for innovation to happen. But then there's a settling out period, as there always is, of, you know, okay, that was fun, but what's the next new thing, right? Because the kids aren't on pogo sticks anymore. Well, you're going to see some of the companies survive that and evolve and become something bigger, and the rest, by Darwinian law, will die out, right? That's it. Survival of the fittest kind of thing as well. So I don't think it's there's too many. I just think that what happens is that we've got a push now for what I call the creator economy. which is one of the terms that I brought into use. Instead of saying I'm a business owner, entrepreneur, solopreneur, whatever you used to call it, now it's a creator. But a creator is somebody that is solving problems for people, usually with a, again, training, product, services, one to many and otherwise. And if you have those things going, you need a platform to make that happen. So that's why these things come in. So it will change and evolve, because that's another point. We're in a world where this AI is holding so much promise and these other tools hold so much promise, but those become independent solutions in themselves, right? If you had a platform on Kajabi or ClickFunnels, and let's say tomorrow this AI tool came along, where you could say, "Hello, Jonathan AI, I would like to create a membership site with blankety blank, blank, blank," and it just spit it all out, ready to go. It'd be really hard to come back to moving that mouse around and grinding away with stuff, right? So that hasn't arrived yet, thankfully, but that's where we're heading, isn't it? Like, to get the intermediary stuff out of the way. The difference is always also, what will that cost me? What will that create of, in the way of problems for me? And I think people should be aware of it, because even as you're using any of those platforms or the LaunchKit solution, you still have your own assets. There's still strategies. There's still education. There's community that's necessary for you when you're using a tool, so that you don't waste time or get yourself in a pickle. Here's an example. For many, many, many years, before we met, actually, at that coffee shop. In the early days of WordPress, when everything was handmade, I would brand all my earliest videos with my 1WD logo or my Lab Secrets logo, or before that was another company, Widget Laboratory. The problem is, I realized quite quickly, WordPress kept changing faster than, you know, my socks. And every time I'd make a video, I'd have to go back and remake 10 videos and then 20 videos. And then it was 150 videos. I had to keep remaking in a day when that took a lot of time, because computers weren't fast. And so the bottom line was, I realized there are strategies for how to create your content, how to sell stuff, how to put things in your setup that will be yours no matter which platform you use, and will save you time no matter what you do in the future. And so those are part of what I think is a deliverable for a platform. That's definitely one of the things I deliver. I can't speak towards ClickFunnels and Kajabi, but I know that their training is always, they orient it to their thing, not to global. And that might be relevant.
So let's talk about Kajabi, because definitely ClickFunnels 2.0 is really aiming at Kajabi. Now, I think Kajabi's got some strengths. The actual page builder, the templates, the page builder, there's third-party libraries, there's third-party businesses that try and extend Kajabi. Kajabi uses Liquid as their tagging language. It's a language using Ruby on Rails, which Shopify utilizes. It's open source, but they're utilizing, unless you're a developer, this probably doesn't mean it, but that's what Kajabi is utilizing to build their templates, and the back behind the scenes, it's Liquid. And I've never liked their page builder. I always thought it was a bit of a dog's breath. When it comes to the email marketing, they've got the pipelines, which you click and it spews out a series of email and a landing page. It's a good, if you're a beginner, it's a great concept, something missing in WordPress in some ways. But the problem is it doesn't provide a canvas. Like, if you, as your experience grows and you get into automation, and you're probably going to start looking at something like ActiveCampaign or some of the others, where you've got where it's a diagram, you can drag in your logic about how the automation is going to run. So it's got attractions, but and the problem with it is the shopping cart. You can't do upsells. Well, that's been your point of face. That's been going on for years in Kajabi, Spence. And it's linked to your warning, because loads of people have been complaining about that for years, and they won't do anything about it. So
you mean the add-ons or what?
No, being able to do up bumps and doing more sophisticated
I mean, order bumps, upsells, downsells, cross sells. I mean, most of those features are part and parcel of all of these systems now in varying degrees of success. But they, keep in mind, when I was referring to the fact that you made a deal with the devil, locked yourself in a gilded cage, you start building sophisticated automations and sales funnels and things with your products and services and subscriptions. And people have credit cards that are locked in the system. And your entire livelihood is now locked into that system. And you want that machine not to be disrupted or churned, as we call it. You're never going to leave. You're screwed. That's the point. The point is, if you had control over that stuff, as I can deliver you, you could change, you could move, you could do whatever, because there's nothing about when you're doing it in that WordPress way I'm describing, there's nothing that keeps you locked into a platform. And so that's the thing about this. It's like you're making a deal for something you may not know about yet, but once you do know about it, it really becomes then kind of like people who have a preference for cars. You know, I love cars, but I'm a Porsche person. I'm a Chevy truck person. I'm a Mercedes person. You can bestow the virtues on any car you want. It's just a personal choice. But there's undeniably a difference between owning a car and leasing a car, right? Because you're not going to start tweaking out the engine on that leased car. I guarantee you. Yeah. Okay. So actually...
Yeah, let's get Spencer going. Let's get Adam's prizes.
I knew just dropped the bomb of, okay, let me talk about...
Before we're going off topic, I insist that we keep on topic. So, right. And at the end of this show, we might do an after hours thing, folks, as we finish the podcast, just to answer, because we had a lot of comments during the show, which is great, folks. So I just want to finish off. I did look at another platform, System.io. Now, System.io was developed about three years ago. It was started in Europe. I think it's a French founder. I won't hold that against him.
I watched when he launched it. I saw.
Yeah. You can get a free account. It has limits to it, but it's not crippled. And I've been playing around with it, and I've been quite impressed with it, actually. I think it's a kind of middle road between the strengths of ClickFunnels when it comes to UX and go high level. And it hasn't got the library of landing pages that ClickFunnels has got. But it's a cleaner, it's a more bare bones interface, but it's got a lot more modern feeling than go high level. And the paid levels are much, much more reasonable than ClickFunnels. I just think ClickFunnels is taking the mickey a bit out of people with their pricing structure.
I don't know if it matters. You're right on the point, but like the difference is what stage somebody is at and what they're trying to get out of it.
So
like ClickFunnels is not unreasonable.
Mm.
It's just they moved it up into the, we just don't want to deal with beginners, or if we deal with the beginner, they're going to pay $50 more than they used to. It used to be 97. Now it's 150. And the pro, this is what's interesting. Like it used to be 97 and 297. So now they just sort of like bifurcated it and made it basic pro. So they kind of hedged in the middle, but it's irrelevant. And let me just make this clear for anybody who's listening to the show now or in the future. If you are running a membership site business and the platform on which you are running the entire thing sounds expensive at $300, then you should probably go into a different line of work.
Yeah, I think so.
Because that's just nonsense. Like, you can run three websites and everything you want to do for $300 a month. Like, come on.
You got a bigger problem, haven't you?
What are you selling? Lollipops or something? Because, like, seriously, you should be selling stuff that one customer is making you $300 or so.
Thank you for pointing that out, because there seems to be an industry, this is only my reflection, Spencer. When I was doing this big dive during the week, as I was doing my normal work and I was listening in the background to all these influencers on YouTube, there seems to be an industry, a secondary industry about selling a dream to a load of people about that you should worry about $50 or $60 And you should jump a whole platform because you can save like $50. And they seem to be selling, I'm not putting this really very well, am I? But they seem to be selling about the platforms rather than the end result. Is that making any sense, Spencer?
I mean, the bottom line is, as we were discussing before, each of them has their own flavor. Like when Andy Jenkins was alive, when Kajabi came out, it was Andy's. I mean, listen, if I'm channeling Andy Jenkins here, because I miss the fact that he was so fun and so innovative, it's because he made me feel a certain way that many of the old school marketers made me feel. It was like an adventure, fun. I could get into what they're selling as well as be interested in how they sell it. I see that with Russell Brunson, of course. But, I mean, he's just left the building because it's all grown so big beyond him. I feel like that's what I used to do in the beginning days of WordPress and before on that other social network platform. I was the evil genius, and it was Widget Laboratory, and it was Lab Secrets, and it was 1WDTV. It was all fun. That fun is back. But that's the difference, is that there's a thought leader. Well, let's be honest. You're doing that with WP Tonic. Like, you are known for, you're going to get a certain experience. Rob Walling, one of my favorite people, is on your show yesterday, and I saw he's got his new book out. I got it. It's amazing. Like, he's known for that thing. You know, we all have to be the figurehead. And I have to be saying, it's nothing to do with Mullenweg, but it has to do with the fact that he started as that guy, that energetic kid. It was woo-woo, and he goes in there and he's fighting the fight and making it right. And it's gone. That's left the building ages ago. And somebody has to step and say, hey, WordPress as a service is awesome, and here's how it is. And that's what these other companies are doing. They each have their flavor. They each have their brand. They each have their style. But they really all fall into the same category, like going back to the coffee or the pop on the shelf in the supermarket. Like, you can pick whichever one you want, but there's two types, caffeinated and uncaffeinated. You can pick a SaaS or a WordPress.
So what's your opinion of System.io then?
Oh, I thought we were going to get into the Adam Presser's time. System.io, I really, really like. I love the fact that the way he built it was very interesting. I watched him build it because, I don't know, I caught it early or something. It's still free at the bottom end, and it's very inexpensive. He built it with, like, taking those features, and like you very well said for this, he gave, like, the light version of it, right? But he gave it in, like, just what you need and no more. Now, I've had many clients who come over from that, not upset with what they offer, but realizing they were hitting the gilded cage moment. But to his credit, where he really did a great thing was he built it on the assistance of his affiliate program. Extremely generous. All of the initial customers, and I think now, were from affiliate revenue. And he built in public. So he described how most of his actual success was, like, I think it was like 40, 50% of the revenue maybe was to affiliates. So it's Aurelien. His name comes to mind, and I'm saying it badly, but Aurelien, I think, is the founder. He is, I think, French originally, but I think he's a digital nomad. So I love that about it. I love that it's in there kicking the tires with all the other big boys and girls and stuff. But it doesn't change the fact that even if you're just doing it for a quick one-off, all of these have that same problem. And it's, you know, like a Podia, we talked about Podia. I love. If I could emulate anything, it would be Podia. Yeah. But the problem with Podia is you do Podia, you're on Podia.
It's much better, in my opinion, than Teachable and I've got the other one, but I really like Podia. I do like it, but if you want to build something quick and you're not,
it's Aurelien and a marker. That's it.
You know, Podia offers a good valued solution. Well, I think this comes, I want to wrap it up, is that I think System, if you just will not look at WordPress, and I think you should do, and look at Spencer's product, or you can, if you shouldn't, because I think things are changing WordPress a lot, and I think Spencer's trying to do it with his own company, and we're trying to do it at WP Tonic, if you just won't have it, and I wouldn't go, if you got fed up with ClickFunnels, I wouldn't go with Go High Level, even though I use it myself for my other agency and I've got a good relationship with them. I think it's really for, I understand why the people that got fed up with ClickFunnels, they went to Go.
Sorry. As you're saying ClickFunnels, I'm reading their page. CRM coming soon, e-commerce coming soon, shopping cart coming soon. It doesn't have, like, I'm sorry, but like time out. Like earlier, I was mistaken because I was like, I didn't know.
Well, it's got the membership, but they haven't sold you that.
How do you have a membership without an ability to sell the stuff? How do you have a membership without a CRM or a shopping cart? Like, that makes no sense.
Well, it's been coming for a long time. That's the problem. That's why the people are jumping.
This is the best answer. Okay, so they have people with tens of millions of dollars of revenue, and I have them as customers too. What happens? Oh, I've got ClickFunnels connected to ThriveCart. ThriveCart's connected to Doopity Doop that does the EMS tracking, and it connects to this that does this and this and that does it. And they 19 services all. By the way, I love Jay Klaus. Jay Klaus is one of the best. He's very energetic. He used to do a lot of the stuff for other, well-known marketers. And he put out his list of tools, which I love it. He publishes it all, in public. It's like 20 freaking things. It starts with Notion, but everybody always gets stuck on the selling stuff. The only platform I've seen lately that even remotely seems to have common sense is Nathan Berry's product, right? Where it's ConvertKit has like started as a CRM, but added sales pages. Now adding, they're trying to do like ConvertKit commerce or something. But it still comes back to the same thing where they're trying to connect it to WordPress. And I'm like, for the love of all that's good, can we just decide like either be all WordPress
I think we're at a good place to wrap this up and maybe have half the hours, but I think you're spot on. This is the bloody...
Oh, we wanted to say... So hold on. I need to comment on this. ZipWP.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So my origin story of the software side of things, although I've been a consultant or involved with all the major software in WordPress, is years ago, before 2019, I was... asked to participate with
Kirk. We have to, because I was going to do this. I was going to wrap up the podcast.
I know. I just want to make a comment on the public side of the show. This, right. So because this is relevant to this whole conversation of like shiny balls. Okay. Adam is one of the most brilliant marketers in WordPress. Full stop. I can't take anything away from him, say anything bad about him. He's an unusual human being, but in a way that he's beloved by many. And I have nothing bad.
Well, it takes one to know one, doesn't it,
Spain? I have nothing bad I would say about him or his mark. He is honest and sincere and a great person to do what he does, because there's other people like at the Chocolate Factory that are duplicitous. He's not. He is what he is. I sometimes questioned in the past why he would tell you to buy one thing today and the other thing tomorrow, but I give him the benefit of the doubt because he was a doing affiliate. He now has his whole line of products with, of course, Sujay Pawar, who's the genius behind Astra and everything there. And Sujay's got this enormous team of talent behind him. So together, huge powerhouse. This ZipWP, I like the fact that they released it and it's free. It's obviously, it's free for the obvious reason, but I want to make it clear. Remember we just said a couple minutes ago, I said, what happens if the day comes that AI gets really good and it can actually build something that really does stuff? Because ZipWP right now is really clever on how it spits out a website that does absolutely nothing. But Adam and Sujay are smart enough, and I like to think I'm in the same category, to realize they're laying the foundation for all these tens or hundreds of thousands of users who, when they can do something with AI, will be very happy.
Well, it's early days, isn't it? It's just a bit of a fun, and I think they've done a good job.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you can tell it, make a website that does this, that, and the other thing, and it's connected.
I just want to wrap this up. So, I think if you're an agency owner, I think Go High Level still has a lot to offer. But if you really are fed up with ClickFunnels, Shikarindins, I would look at System.io. If you're dedicated not to look at WordPress, which I think is a shame because you should do. My position compared to Spencer's a little bit different, is that I think you can look at some of the SaaS products and integrate them with your WordPress technology stack. But where I do agree with Spencer is that it's to do with digital sovereignty, is that you've got to be conscious that you don't want to get too sucked in to a SaaS product, because you're doing a deal with the devil in some ways. The more you get sucked in, the more you're going to lose your digital sovereignty, as I put it. And getting out from this, if you delve in too deep, can be extremely painful, which I totally agree with Spencer. But my position is just slightly, I'm looking for the right nuance. I can't pronounce it correctly.
Nuance?
Nuance. Thank you so much. In many things. So we're going to wrap up the podcast about the show. We've had a lot of comments. I think it's been the most popular show for a long time when it comes to comments. We're going to wrap up the podcast. We're going to keep going and for about 5-10 minutes and have our after show session, which you'll be able to watch on the WP Tonic YouTube channel. But when it comes to the podcast, we're wrapping up. So, Spencer, what is the best way for people to find more about you and what you've got to offer, Spencer?
Well, today, which is August 11th, 2023, in an hour and a half time, which is 1 p.m. Central Time, I'm having our first open office hours for the Launch Kit platform at wplaunchkit.com. Everybody's invited to come. There's an open chat as well. I'm going to give people the solutions to the top 10 WordPress problems of 2023 and how the Launch Kit platform solves them. Very similar to things we talk about in the show every day. So it'll be an extension of today's conversation if you've enjoyed this. If not, you can go watch the replay because that'll be available. And I encourage everybody to find me either through wplaunchkit.com or my main website, which is wplaunchify.com. And my social media is Spencer Foreman. Leave off the third E for savings. I finally got that right. So it's leave off the third E for savings, Spencer Foreman. And I am pledging to everybody in 2023 that an alternative WordPress as a service is my goal, and it's returning me to my roots where we all started here in WordPress 2006, back when we had a pen and a paper and we're happy that was all we had.
When I had teeth.
HTML was the sexiest technology in the world. I had a green and a red pen. I mean, it was fun.
Yeah, that's great. We got a guest next week, folks. We got a couple of guests coming up. The last couple of shows of August. We've got some great interviews, and it'd be great to have people joining us on the show. I think this has been a great show. Like I say, we're going to do after show's session, which you'll be able to watch on the WP Tonic YouTube channel. We'll see you next week, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.